This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Cruz gets booed, Pence accepts. I'm Elliot Francis. Delegates at the GOP convention in Cleveland Wednesday angry with Texas Senator Ted Cruz, heckling and booing him during his speech. Correspondent Bob Costantini tells why.
He only mentioned Donald Trump once, and when Ted Cruz told Republicans they should vote their conscience in November, it became apparent to the delegates that Cruz would not endorse Trump. The boos started to drown him out.
We must make the most of our moment to fight for freedom.
Heidi Cruz, the senator's wife, had to be escorted out of the arena as Trump supporters turned on her for a time. Nominee Donald Trump arrived to see the tail end of Cruz's speech and the spectacle on the floor. Bob Costantini at the GOP convention, Cleveland.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence accepted the party's nomination as vice president. Pence vowed that Democrat Hillary Clinton will never become president, promising instead that Donald Trump will bring a no-nonsense business approach to the White House. Donald Trump slated to speak later tonight. I'm Elliot Francis. A Canadian energy company has reached a multi-million dollar settlement over the costliest oil spill in U.S. history. Correspondent Jen Johnson reports.
Officials with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Justice say Enbridge Energy Partners will pay a total of $176 million, including a $61 million penalty because of a 2010 oil spill in Michigan. Enbridge said 843,000 gallons flowed out of a ruptured pipe into the Kalamazoo River. The EPA said the total was closer to a million gallons plus. The penalty is the second largest ever imposed for a violation of the Clean Water Act. I'm Jan Johnson.
A former ballet dancer and staff writer for the Trump Organization is taking the blame for plagiarizing Michelle Obama's speech in the convention address delivered by Melania Trump Monday. Meredith McIver says she made a mistake and offered her resignation. Donald Trump didn't accept it. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. While Donald Trump is in the spotlight tonight at the Republican National Convention, Hillary Clinton is getting ready to name her running mate, and it could be someone from our area.
The reported shortlist for possible vice presidential choices on the Democratic side include Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. He recently appeared with Hillary Clinton at a rally in Annandale, but when asked if he'll be on her ticket...
It's wonderful to be mentioned, but I love my job and trying not to, overly think it.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack also considered to be a top option for Clinton, who is expected to make her announcement as soon as tomorrow. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is slated to speak at next week's Democratic convention right after his close friend Hillary Clinton gets enough roll call votes to become the party's nominee. McAuliffe says he's still working on his speech, but he says he's been given free rein to say whatever he wants. Virginia is set to give $50 million to Dulles Airport to continue its growth, they say, and if the latest passenger numbers are an indication, Dulles needs that help.
Right now, BWI is up, National is up, Dulles is down.
Despite being a much bigger airport, Dulles is still trailing Reagan National in passenger traffic. That $50 million to be going toward keeping Dulles competitive, the governor's office says. But Council of Governments transportation planner Rich Roisman says the growth will come.
It is poised with BWI to get the most long-term growth at some point. Despite the fact there's short-term growth at National, it's physically constrained from accepting a lot more growth.
Reagan is, of course, surrounded by the Potomac on three sides.
But at some point, you physically can't put any more aircraft there.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,595. The NASDAQ at 5090. Sports, the Nats win, the O's lose, and fall out of first place in the AL East. WMDA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair.
That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, good start here. Maryland, Virginia, no troubles. We do have construction set up on Maryland's 50, the John Hanson Highway, if you're heading outbound, eastbound 50. As you approach 3301, watch for the construction crews. Looks like two lanes will get you by. On 210 Indian Head Highway, southbound between Wilson Ridge Drive and Kirby Hill Road, all southbound lanes are still blocked with accident investigation. Northbound side, you can get through. Virginia for 95, 395, 66, off to a good start. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Get ready for hot weather into the weekend. Clear this morning, then a sunny afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low down to 72, and an even hotter Friday tomorrow, sunny, with a high reaching 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Centerville, 63 in Greenbelt, 72 degrees in Washington. Chris Christie says Ted Cruz's convention speech was awful and selfish. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Here we go. It's 5:07 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. You are listening to Mornings on the Mall like you do every day, but boy, what a day it's going to be as we continue our live coverage of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Amanda Carpenter, CNN contributor and former Cruz communications director, to basically explain what in God's name her former boss did last night on the stage. 7:05 brings us our good old friend Mary Catherine Hamm, who's been working this convention like a trooper. She also is a CNN contributor. 7:35, the governor of the Sunshine State of Florida, Rick Scott, will be our guest. At 7:15, Ken Kukowski will be with us. He, of course, an Indiana native. We'll talk about his governor's speech last night, accepting the VP nomination. 7:35 brings us Byron York of the Washington Examiner to talk about what we're going to get tonight from Donald Trump. 8:05 will be a fun treat. Diamond and Silk, those YouTube women who really love themselves some Donald Trump.
They do.
Be our guest. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. We ran out of music, Brian, because there's so many guests
today
to talk about what happened. I'm Larry. That's Brian. Let's go.
All right. So listen, here's what happened last night. We start with Ted Cruz making some promising noises during his address.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on winning the nomination last night. And like each of you, I want to see the principles that our party believes prevail in November.
And that was the way it started. And everybody at that point was thinking, well, that sounds pretty good. Looks like he's going to say some nice things about the nominee of the Republican Party as this thing goes forward. If you believed that early on in the speech, you would have been absolutely wrong.
Wait. He didn't say bad things about the nominee, did he?
Well, let the audience decide. Here is how it turned. As it got to the point where you thought he was ready to make an endorsement, this is what he said.
If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Now, that's not cheering. Those are boos. As the audience realized that Ted Cruz had come to the convention hall to give a big speech and was not going to endorse Donald Trump as he promised to do when he signed that pledge some time ago. And it just got worse from there. Here's more. Endorse Trump, they're yelling.
USA! the enthusiasm of the New York delegation.
That was apparently the New York delegation who was leading that chant. A lot of people were joining in.
And they're right down front, by the way.
Yeah, you can't miss them. Yeah. It continues.
We must make the most of our moment to fight for freedom, to protect our God-given rights, even of those with whom we don't agree, so that when we are old and gray, and when our work is done, and we give those we love one final kiss goodbye, we will be able to say, freedom matters.
Well, and then finally he wrapped it up amid catcalls from the audience.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
And with that, he walked off the stage. It got so ugly on the floor that Heidi Cruz, who was in the audience, being escorted around the floor by our own friend Ken Cuccinelli of Virginia, had to be escorted from the floor with security because people were yelling at her as well. People on the floor were angry about this. And so I want to ask you this morning, are you among those who think that Ted Cruz is a hero for standing up and saying what he believed, or is he a zero for coming to the Republican convention and refusing to endorse the candidate that had just been nominated? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just get a few things off my chest. I was a man who really, 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 really liked Ted Cruz. I am going to emphasize the word was. He is dead to me right now. He was petulant. He was petty. He made a pledge to support the eventual nominee of the party, and he walked away from that pledge, which says to me he's not a man of his word. It was rude for him to come to this hall and give a speech like that and to stick his thumb in the eye of the nominee. Here's a memo for Ted Cruz. You are not liked by the establishment. Now you are not liked by anybody who supported Donald Trump. If you want to be elected to future office, here's just a little tip for you. You have to be liked by somebody. I'm outraged by this. I'm upset with this. As far as I'm concerned, I was a guy who really liked Ted Cruz. And he was one. I'll be honest, my first choice. I liked him that much. But it turned out that it wasn't going to be. And I don't think I can support him now after he did this. It was just out of line for him to come to the convention floor and to make such a speech and basically stick his finger in the eye of the Republican nominee. But that's how I feel about it. How do you feel about it? Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625.
Well, I hear you. I do. And but let's talk about this for a minute, because you just said that nobody likes him. The establishment doesn't like him, and the Trump and supporters don't like him. Well, you know who does like Ted Cruz? Conservatives. Last time I looked in the Republican Party, conservatives were supposed to mean something. Conservatives were actually supposed to have some clout and some voice. So he's not a man without a constituency. He's just a man without a constituency that gets much favor in the media and in the establishment, and that would be conservatives. That said, I am torn about this, because on the face of it, word for word, I thought Ted Cruz's speech was brilliant. He had fantastic things to say about conservative values, conservative principles. Since when does a delegation of Republicans at a convention boo the idea of voting their conscience? Really, that deserves boos? Did you know that Ronald Reagan did not endorse Gerald Ford in 1976 in that very contentious primary? The closest he came to endorsing Gerald Ford that year was these words: "We must go forth from here united." That's all Ronald Reagan said. Now, did the Ford supporters boo Ronald Reagan?
If I had heard Ted Cruz say we should leave here united, I would have felt a lot better about it.
So he should have, because then he would have been charged with plagiarizing Ronald Reagan's speech like Melania Trump. Listen, I understand people's consternation about this. It bothers me, yes, that he did not do more to try to unify the party. But here's the problem. All of the calls for unity around here has been, let's unify around Donald Trump. What Ted Cruz was saying last night was, let's unify behind not a person, but principles and ideas. Now, if Donald Trump can uphold those same principles and ideas, there's the unity. And it's up to Donald Trump tonight to do that.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Let's go to Chris and Woodbridge. Start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Well, every time I look at Ted Cruz, I have to say that I see that used car salesman that sits outside of every military base in the country. But I think although he spoke about conservative principles last night, after signing that agreement and saying that they would back the candidate of the party, I think he did the party wrong.
Yeah, okay. I have a hard time arguing with that. I mean, what does your word mean if you make a promise that you're going to support the eventual nominee and then you don't? How can you then stand and be a man of principle and honor? I don't understand that. And if you didn't have to give your pledge, but once you pledge, then you honor that pledge.
I agree with you, Brian. I hear you. And by the way, where's all the anger with Jeb Bush for not honoring the pledge? Where's all the anger with
Jeb Bush?
Kasich,
had the good grace not to come here and stick his finger in the eye of the nominee.
So it's better to not show up? It's better that John Kasich didn't even show up?
It is better.
In his own state.
It's better.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, we'll take more of your calls. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm in for Dave this morning. Jamie,
And Jamie, I didn't know you were back. Hey, no one told us. Welcome back, Jamie Witten.
Thank you so much. Now, what we're going to do is take you around the Beltway right now without any troubles. The Beltway over near the Wilson Bridge, passing 210 each direction to the bridge span, good. But if you're coming southbound on 210, that's where we do have trouble still from the overnight crash. Southbound 210 Indian Head Highway closed between Wilson Bridge Drive and Kirby Hill Road with the detour set up in place there. Northbound, the flow of the rush hour, all of your travel lanes are open. But again, it's southbound 210 as you push south of the Beltway near Wilson Bridge Drive for the crash investigation. Maryland 50 John Hanson Highway heading outbound eastbound near 3301 with the overnight road work. Paving crews still in operation. Watch, we have two lanes getting by only. 270, great, 66, 95, 395 quiet. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, it's the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Get ready for hot weather into the weekend. Clear this morning, then a sunny afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low down to 72, and an even hotter Friday tomorrow, sunny, with a high reaching 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is 74 degrees right now in your nation's capital, 517.
All right, so Ted Cruz, it's what we're talking. We're not talking about Mike Pence all that much, and by the way, neither is anybody else. The story out of last night's convention coverage was Ted Cruz coming to the floor, giving a speech, and refusing to endorse the nominee. A lot of people are very upset about him. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
A lot of people, you're very upset about him. You just said he's dead to you.
He's dead to me. Right. Greg and Summer Duck, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I've just been hearing, all the comments about the Ted Cruz speech, and then I hear the background of or the recordings of him being booed. And I was a Ted Cruz supporter. I'm still a Ted Cruz supporter. And I'm leaning forward. I was like, I don't know about Trump. I still don't trust him. Now, this is just a total disrespect for Ted Cruz. He came out there. This is a Republican convention. He came out there and stated the values of what the Republican Party are. And to have them boo him is totally disrespectful. So I may just sit my ass at home instead of even bothering to go vote for Trump.
Yeah, well, hold on. If you like Ted Cruz, then you need to, he said specifically, don't sit home, Greg. He said, make sure you vote.
But I'm going to vote for Trump, who disrespected Cruz. I mean,
how did Donald Trump disrespect him? They got to at this speech in advance, and they let him speak anyway.
His supporters. That's the type of person that are supporting him. That is total disrespect. That's just like having, I'm trying to think of everybody doing the booing right in the middle of Obama's speech. You don't do that. You listen to, you allow the man to speak. You don't just disrespect him and go, oh, boo. you know, that type of thing.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, does it not bother you that your candidate, you know, Ted Cruz, signed a pledge to support the eventual nominee of the Republican Party? And the nominee of the party is Donald Trump.
Who said he didn't support him? He didn't say in the speech.
Well, right? To be fair, and Greg, thank you for the call. Listen, I feel passionately, actually, on both sides of this issue, so let me just be fair here, and this helps support your position, Brian. He didn't sign a pledge to say that he would support Donald Trump or whoever the nominee is. He actually signed a pledge that literally said he would endorse the nominee, not support. Every single candidate signed a pledge saying they would endorse the nominee.
Marco Rubio, he didn't come to the hall, but he did a videotape that actually did exactly what he promised to do. Yeah. He endorsed Donald Trump. And it was short and sweet and to the point, and Ted Cruz could have done the same thing. To the phone lines?
Sure. How about David Warrington? Dave, you're on WMAL. What do you think of last night's brouhaha?
I think that they signed two pledges, didn't they? At the very beginning, Ted Cruz told them, well, we're not going to attack other Republican candidates. We won't do that. We won't personally attack other Republican candidates. And that went out the window quick with Donald Trump.
I don't know about that, but I do know that he signed a pledge saying that he would endorse whoever the eventual nominee is.
You don't remember him saying, you know, we're going to pledge not to attack each other personally at the very beginning of the nominating process?
I'll have to look that up. I really don't know. But listen, I think everybody was attacking everybody in this campaign.
Yeah. About Larry and Fairfax.
But, you know, he does make a point. He just had to go through months and months and months of the Trump campaign calling him a liar, saying that his wife was unattractive, dwelling in rumors that he was having extramarital affairs. I mean, the fact that Ted Cruz he got hammered by the Trump people more than any other candidate, and he did come and give an impassioned speech. He congratulated. He didn't say one thing, and they blew him off the stage.
He didn't say endorse. Let's go to Larry in Fairfax. You're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Exactly. I did not hear an endorsement. And to all these crybabies, look, Ben Carson was my guy, okay? And there's a classy man. He loses, okay? Even Donald Trump said some things to him about what kind of surgeon he was.
I think he compared him to child molesters, too. Yeah.
He's not insecure, okay? He realized that's part of the game. He endorsed them. The Bushes and Cruz, I mean, I don't know about the people that you hang around with, but I can tell you what. People are furious that I talked to. My phone was blowing up.
Yep.
Because as a business owner, I was still working. I didn't get to watch the speech because I was putting in a 14-hour day.
Right.
But my phone was blowing up with all the friends of mine who were very political.
Yep. My phone was blowing up in text messages.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Larry, people were upset.
It was. We know.
Well, listen.
That's
more,
why we're talking about it.
More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 7:22 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. The Window Man can. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten back where she belongs in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, glad to be here and glad to tell you that 210 has been reopened. 210 southbound Indian Head Highway, just south of the Beltway, had been shut down for a while with this accident investigation. They've just moved everything out of the travel lanes. Now, they still have some activity on the shoulder, little distraction. So just watch as you head south on 210 between Wilson Bridge Drive and Kirby Hill Road. Northbound lanes have been open the whole time, but still seeing some activity. Everyone gets through. We're getting by just fine coming in from the west, 66. Boy, I'm checking out the traffic cameras and still at a nice, decent pace, so our early birds enjoying the ride. Same story coming off the Greenway onto the toll road, 270 quiet. Just the volume, and I'm seeing that for sure, though, out of Frederick past the Monocacy toward Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will heat up into the week and clear this morning, then a sunny afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low will drop to 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 74 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 526.
I think you misunderstood one paragraph that Ted Cruz, who was a superb orator, said. And I just want to point it out to you. Ted Cruz said, "You can vote your conscience for anyone who will uphold the Constitution. In this election, there is only one candidate who will uphold the Constitution." To paraphrase Ted Cruz, if you want to protect the Constitution of the United States, the only possible candidate this fall is the Trump-Pence Republican ticket.
It all makes sense.
There's Newt Gingrich cleaning it up.
There's your endorsement. Everyone just shut up. Now it was fine. That's so, brilliant.
It was a brilliant spin, actually. Brilliant. It really was. Okay, so let's go to line 7, Curtis in Fredericksburg. Ted Cruz, is not very popular with the Trump people this morning.
Yeah. I feel like he could have given the same exact speech, but left out the part about voting your conscience, and he would have been fine, because in my opinion, there's really only two real possible candidates. So it's almost like by default, he was saying, if you want to vote for the woman that sounds like a cat that's been shoved in a pillowcase and getting banged up against the wall every time she opens her mouth and lies to the American public, we'll go for it.
I believe that may have been the first draft,
yeah.
And they decided let's just stick with vote your conscience.
Back that down just a little bit. All right, listen, we're going to be talking about this throughout the morning, and coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Amanda Carpenter, a former Cruz Communications director and a CNN contributor. It's now 5:28.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's what you need to do. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all of the other realtors is their strong home buyer pool. The Reynolds are working with over 5,300 ready home buyers right now. Other agents want to list your home, then they have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Don't lose money. Ask Brian and Molly LaChance on Moultrie Road in Springfield. They said working with the Reynolds team was a dream. They sold our home fast and at 100% of the asking price. The Reynolds team sells faster and for more money, and they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. So if you or someone you know is selling their home, refer Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with confidence. Call them now, 844- 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts in your name or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
Donald Trump accepts his party's nomination tonight at the Republican National Convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one more huge night with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
Republican National Convention. Final night coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Coming up, CNN contributor Amanda Carpenter will be our guest, and we'll continue our conversation about Ted Cruz's controversial speech and the crowd's controversial reaction right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It's not Mike Pence that people are talking about this morning. It's Ted Cruz's speech at the Republican National Convention.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on winning the nomination.
It was all downhill from there. Ted Cruz delivering a 25-minute speech that may follow him forever.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Cruz mentioning Trump's name just once during his primetime address. The crowd angrily interrupting the speech. Then Trump suddenly appears in the stands, upstaging the GOP runner-up yet again.
Correspondent Manu Raju, of course, tonight is all Donald Trump. It's his big speech accepting the GOP nomination, and you can hear it live tonight right here on WMAL. Southwest Airlines has been struggling to fix a computer problem that resulted in a nationwide ground stop yesterday.
The airline tweeted it still could be looking at some challenges as crews work to restore the system. Social media was inundated with pictures and stories of passengers waiting in long lines at Southwest ticket counters throughout the United States.
Correspondent Mark Chase. Loudoun County's chief prosecutor is suing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to force him to release the names of all those felons whose civil rights he restored. Loudoun County Commonwealth's attorney Jim Plowman says he needs the names to determine whether someone actually is eligible to serve on a jury, among other things. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,595, the Nasdaq at 5090. Sports, Bryce Harper belts a home run people are still talking about as the Nats crush the Dodgers. The O's lose to the Yankees and fall out of first place. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 off the Beltway. I'm still looking at a nice, easy ride. Not any delays still here. Approaching the 14th Street Bridge onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Lower 14th Street, the 3rd Street Tunnel. Good each direction. Now, here's where we have an incident that's just popped up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And this is going to be inside the Beltway. Right as you would come off of 295 or 50. Northbound BW Parkway, right in that stretch, before you're getting even into Chevrolet, crews are responding, so keep alert through that area. If you're coming inside the Beltway on 50 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, our southbound trip had been nice and easy to New York and Kenilworth Avenue, around the Beltway right now, Maryland and Virginia, currently incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to get even hotter heading into the weekend, a clear start to this morning, then sunny into the afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight, a clear sky with a low of 72, then sunny and hot tomorrow with a high reaching 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Dumfries, 61 in Bowie, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry from Cleveland in the queue, where we're following the events of the Republican National Convention. We got a full board for you here this morning. Mary Catherine Hamm at 6:05. The governor of Florida, Rick Scott, will join us at 6:35. At 7:15, it is Ken Klukowski going to be talking about a big decision regarding voter ID laws. Byron York from the Washington Examiner at 7:35. Those very interesting two women, Diamond and Silk, big supporters of Donald Trump at 8:05. And then Jake Tapper will join us at 8:35. And that's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson, and he is Larry O'Connor.
And just as we've been talking for the last half hour about Ted Cruz's speech and the reaction of the delegates, our next guest, Amanda Carpenter, is a former Cruz communications director when he was in the Senate and also now a CNN contributor. Amanda, I suggest you've been talking about this all night long on CNN, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I'm just now getting back to my hotel room to get some sleep and go back tomorrow or today and do it some more.
All right. Well, let's talk. We just talked about it. We took a lot of calls. There's a passion on all sides of this issue. Let me ask the question this way to get things rolling. Amanda, what in Ted Cruz's speech last night contributed to the effort of defeating Hillary Clinton in November? Because I didn't see it.
Well, here's the thing. Voting your conscience should not be a controversial statement. People can read into that what they want to, because listen, this isn't, the Republican Party isn't about and shouldn't be about Donald Trump. People have to come to terms with where they stand in the issue of Donald Trump. There's a way in your mind you can get to a clear place in your conscience and support him. Go ahead and do that. But if you're not there, you shouldn't feel obligated to sacrifice your vote for someone who clearly hasn't earned it.
Okay, the question was, what did he say last night that helps defeat Hillary Clinton?
What does he... Why does Ted Cruz have to make the case for people to support Donald Trump?
I think at the Republican Party's convention, the part of the job here is to make sure that the Democrat doesn't win.
Sure, and I understand that it's a binary choice, as people are saying, but...
Do you, though? Because I don't think Ted Cruz gave us that message last night.
Conservatives to discipline the people who are in power. This should be a disciplining exercise. Donald Trump has made no concessions to become a better man as presidential candidate. I would hope that this is a disciplining effort and a wake-up call for Donald Trump to be a better candidate. Ted Cruz could still give that endorsement later, but at this point in time, Donald Trump hasn't earned it, and he should recognize that this is a danger to his candidacy.
Amanda, look. I've said here this morning something I have not said before, because I tried to keep my personal opinion out of this as I was going forward about who I wanted to support. My first choice was Ted Cruz. I liked Ted Cruz. I wanted Ted Cruz to get the nomination. Ted Cruz didn't get the nomination. Ted Cruz also signed a pledge that said that he would endorse the nominee. The nominee is Donald Trump, and he didn't endorse him. So it says,
and you know what? We've learned a lot more about Donald Trump since that pledge was made. We have learned that Donald Trump has questioned a judge's ability to rule in court because of that judge's ethnicity. We have learned that Donald Trump has said that he would compel members of the military to engage in torture. There's some serious things that Donald Trump needs to rectify if he's going to lead the Republican Party.
But so a man's promise doesn't mean anything to you, Amanda? A man gives his word that he's going to endorse somebody and he doesn't, and that's okay with you?
What do you mean?
He gave his word that he was going to endorse the nominee.
Donald Trump has destroyed his own word on any number of issues. When that pledge was made, Ted Cruz didn't know that Donald Trump was going to be a man like that. And I don't think anybody knew.
All right. So why don't you do what Jeb Bush did and just stay away?
Donald Trump invited him. Why did Donald Trump invite him? But also, this is a question that the party faces. The Republican Party is in absolute crisis. Ted Cruz wasn't going to stand on the sidelines. He chose to go to the convention and talk to the people in the party who have deep reservations about Donald Trump. We have to hold our own party accountable.
Yeah.
Why isn't Donald Trump becoming a better candidate? Why do we have to keep sacrificing and covering for this man who lies on a daily basis?
Amanda, let me ask you this. I find this to be, I think you're right. I think the party is in a bit of a crisis, and I think what we saw manifest itself on the floor last night is something that's been bubbling all week long, and we've all seen it. It just hasn't been in front of the cameras as vividly as it was last night. This is an interesting moment for Donald Trump tonight. From your perspective as an analyst of these things, what could Donald Trump do tonight? He actually does have an opportunity. And I hearken back to 1976, Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford, when Gerald Ford famously invited Reagan up on the platform with him on that final night. Now, I don't think Trump will do that, but is there something he could do or say tonight that could actually turn this into a positive?
Donald Trump, it would have to be a gradual exercise. I mean, look at the story that's playing out right now. Donald Trump gave an interview saying that he's going to scale back NATO commitments again, while just hours before, Mike Pence was talking about the importance of NATO. Why do we have to deal with this stuff on a daily, if not hourly, basis, where he contradicts people who are in the party supporting him right now? I mean, he will not be a successful president if this continues. He has to stop. He has to commit to a platform other people can understand, because if we don't know what Donald Trump stands for and what he's going to do, we will never, ever be unified, because you can't unify around a person or an idea that you do not know.
Well, you know what they say, that a party or an institution that's divided against itself cannot stand, and that certainly is where Republicans are tonight, especially after this, you know, what Ted Cruz did last night. He didn't do anything to put salve on the wound.
That was going on regardless. Well, just because it played out in front of a TV camera doesn't mean it wasn't already happening.
Yeah, and Amanda, listen, I actually think Ted Cruz's speech was fantastic. I loved it, and it spoke to conservatives. It spoke to conservative values. I understand why people are angry. I understand people are blaming Ted Cruz. I think there is some blame to go around to the delegates who acted in a very classless way as well. It's a mess, and Amanda, that's why we're in the business of talking about it.
All right, well, Amanda.
Yeah, I mean, it totally is a mess, but, I mean, there is a responsibility. Why Donald Trump and his campaign, it's not just him. They have to come to terms with the fact that they're the leaders of the Republican Party. It's not a threat. Get in line behind me. The choice is Satan or Satan light, and I'm Satan light, so you better support me.
Amanda,
he can be better than that.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, we got to leave it there. We're going to be talking about it all morning long, but we are out of time right now. Amanda Carpenter, always good to have you. It's 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bit of volume on the increase here as you approach Aquia, Dale City, into Woodbridge, but really that's about it. We're off to a nice easy ride, 395 around the Beltway through Annandale and Tysons. This includes you, Maryland, Montgomery, and Prince George's County too, without any early troubles. Now for 270 southbound out of Frederick. Now I'm seeing the delays. Had a little bit of volume down past the Monocacy. Heaviest stretch right now near Route 80 Urbana, and you'll have that stop and go to get you in toward Hyattstown past the exit for 109. Then you're in the clear. Nothing if you're coming in from Clarksburg and down through to the Beltway. DC 295 southbound, a little bit of volume as you approach Benning Road. Northbound as you come up toward the split for Baltimore Washington Parkway and 50. Crews were looking for a crash, but I'm not seeing anything there. Just keep alert. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to get even hotter heading into the weekend. A clear start to this morning, then sunny into the afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight, a clear sky with a low of 72, then sunny and hot tomorrow with a high reaching 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
How rampant or not, one illegal boat, one fraudulent boat is one too many. We'll find the magic formula that eases their objections and get it back in the system going forward.
That is Texas State Senator Charles Perry talking about a decision yesterday by an appeals court striking down that state's voter ID law. He says he authored that law, Brian, and he says we are going to get this right because, as you heard, one illegal vote is one too many. And he wants to make sure that the voter ID law that he has in the state of Texas does pass federal muster. Now, the federal appeals court found that the act of having to have a photo identification in order to vote and prove your identity discriminates against minorities and the poor. And they have sent it back to the state of Texas to fix before the November elections.
Wow.
Hillary Clinton took to Twitter and said,
I applaud the Fifth Circuit for blocking Texas's voter ID law.
Actually, you sound an awful lot like Hillary Clinton this morning.
I got to cough some more. She says it's one of the most restrictive in America. Let's make voting easier, not harder. So, by the way, we're going to have Ken Klukowski in at 7:15 to give us a lowdown on this and how this might be able to pass muster, or if this is just a bad decision by the appeals court.
Well, I think it is a bad decision by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and I think it will end up in the Supreme Court. I just don't think it could end up there in a timely fashion. Look, I mean, they've been ordered to go back and fix this in time for the election, so they got to do something very quickly. But I don't understand. I've never understood why it's such an onerous burden for somebody to provide identification. And the most important thing that you do as a citizen is to cast your ballot. But you're supposed to be a registered voter. And you're supposed to be, you know, who you say you are. And why in the world is it difficult? I mean, there's nothing in this world that you can accomplish without a voter or with some kind of identification. You can't cash a check. You can't. The list is as long as my arm. And as you know, I have very long arms.
Incredibly long
arms. You have to be able to show ID to do anything in the world today. And why is it such an onerous burden to say that when you're going to cast your ballot, you show them something that proves you are who you say you are?
It's incredibly hypocritical. Imagine a progressive, a liberal who says that it's discriminatory to ask for photo ID to vote. Imagine if you said, well, it's discriminatory against minorities and poor to ask for a photo ID when purchasing a firearm.
Let me show you.
And then, of course, their answer will be, well, voting won't kill anybody. And my answer is, ask Ambassador Stevens that.
I went to get a fishing license in the state of Maryland, and I had to give them everything from the, including my cell phone number. I had to give them the carrier that I use. I mean, I went on and on and on. The list of things that I had to provide just so I could go out and not catch any fish was ridiculous.
Now, we'll see if the state of Texas cleans up this law.
Why in the world is it too much to ask just to show a driver's license or some ID?
7:15 this morning, Ken Klukowski, Supreme Court analyst and a constitutional law expert, will be our guest. Right now, well, he's a constitutional law expert himself, Rush Limbaugh.
When Venezuela turned to socialism, liberals here were thrilled. Celebrities, college professors, the media, Democrat politicians, they couldn't wait to genuflect before the thug dictator Hugo Chavez, especially when he smeared America and Bush 43 at the UN. Well, now, almost 20 years later, Venezuela has gone down the tubes. There are shortages of everything, including power, even though it's an oil-rich country. There are thousands upon thousands of failed businesses. The economy is in absolute shambles. But this past weekend was the clearest demonstration yet of how bad things are. Over 100,000 people on foot crossed a new border checkpoint from Venezuela into Colombia. And they were searching for food. They were trying to buy rice, milk, flour, other basic commodities. They can't get it home. Well, they can get it on Venezuela's flourishing black market if they can afford to pay the 10,000% markup for food. In some cities, people are scavenging dumpsters, even taking spoiled vegetables and bones to have something to feed their families. None of this misery is an accident, folks. It is a direct result of the socialist policies of Hugo Chavez and his successor. And now that Venezuela's economy is in collapse and unrest is spreading, our liberal elites are nowhere to be found. You could say Venezuela's chickens have come home to roost. But if a chicken shows up there these days, its days are over. It's snatched up for dinner. It's in a pot before it even knows what to squawk about.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
Donald Trump accepts his party's nomination tonight at the Republican National Convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here, and it's coming to CNN for one more huge night with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
Republican National Convention. Final night coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts in your name or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
Depression is treatable.
At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning to 70 commuters trying to get southbound past Route 80 Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. We've had the volume, but just past the exit for Route 80, looks like they're searching for reported accident in that area, seeing the traffic really bunch up right through there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound as you head through Laurel, south of 197 for the crash, and then inside the Beltway, you're okay. So once you get by that accident activity, not seeing anything through Greenbelt, heading through Chevrolet Good, DC 295 South, past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Just that volume building for the morning travels. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear starting this Thursday, then a sunny and hot afternoon with a high of 91. Overnight clear, the low drop to 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
For right now, it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital.
One night with two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy. Together.
You're down, right? I've got the blues.
Wednesday, July 27th. Wolf Trap. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy. Together. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has
This is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
I've done this
this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by the one, the only, Mary Catherine Hammond. We'll take your calls.
Also, the governor of the Sunshine State, Rick Scott, is scheduled to be here. And just wait till you hear what happened to a protester in Cleveland as he tried to burn the American flag yesterday. Oh, it's the feel-good story of the day.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM.